You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. We finished today's show with a film festival. Tomorrow, the annual Real Pride Film Festival kicks off 5 days of films from around the world that explore LGBTQ people and issues. One of the films premiering in that festival is about a drag queen known in the Fresno drag scene. In the film, she shares a part of herself not everyone sees on stage. Leilani Price will be featured in the documentary The Life of Lei, The Man Behind the Makeup. FM89's Monica Velez interviewed the director, Matthew Broughton, and the queen herself, Leilani, starting with how Matthew came up with the idea for this documentary.
I was in school, so I'm a recent Fresno State graduate, and the documentary actually came about because I did a story for my college news class, and I did a story on Leilani called The Life of Lei, and the community actually really liked it, and so we figured why not turn it into a documentary. It kind of started out as a little bit of a joke, and then from there, once we started realizing what the potential could be, we started to film in a more serious direction. And I feel like Leilani's story is very special because you don't really, a lot of people are interested in drag queens and, you know, kind of all the, you know, outer appearances and club stuff. But I was more focused on the inner person and what they do in their everyday life. They are the same as us. They get up in the morning, they take a shower, they do all these things. And so I really wanted to showcase essentially what the title says, the man behind the makeup.
And do you guys feel like people in Fresno have, or people in the Valley in general, have like a good understanding of what drag is all about?
I would personally say no. Overall, now that RuPaul's Drag Race is now more mainstream, I think people have become more accepting of it. But I think because we come from a very conservative valley, I think it's very hard. A lot of people have this idea that we want to be women, and in all actuality, we just want to express ourselves through art forms.
And do you feel like this documentary is going to kind of help that out?
I definitely think so. I think what we really wanted to showcase in this documentary is that drag queens are people just like us. You know, like I was saying, they get to the morning. Some of them actually do have day jobs and they have to go, you know, drag isn't necessarily their livelihood. And like Leilani was saying, it's an art form. And so we really wanted to showcase that Leilani is a drag performer, but at the end of the day, when Leilani goes home, she's actually Paul, and that's the person behind the makeup.
Well, and then also for me, I think the big thing is that people have this misunderstanding of drag and exactly what it is, and that we don't struggle with things because we don't put them on social media. Obviously, it's an alter ego. I'm not going to say I'm having a bad day if I'm having a bad day. As an alter ego, I want to make sure I'm looked at in a positive light. So you'll very rarely see me be very personal. And I think this documentary really opens me up as an individual, a human being and a drag queen, entertainer, role model, whatever you want to call it, to be someone humanized, you know?
Yeah. And kind of going off of what you were saying, Leilani, did you feel at some point or realize that you needed to focus more on being Paul Hernandez versus being Leilani?
You know, there's a part in the movie where my sister, well, actually it's not in the movie, but during filming, you know, pretty much tells me, like, we just want my brother back. And it was hard, you know, when you're missing birthdays. And I tell her, like, that was really hard for me to hear coming from her. At that point, I was probably at one of the highest points of my career as a drag queen, you know, raising money, $23,000 for the local LGBT community here in Fresno. But hearing that from my sister and my family and noticing I was not taking care of myself, at that point, that's when I realized I needed to start being myself and putting drag second. Drag is a hobby of mine. When you're good at it, you're good at it, you know? But I also needed to take a step back and realize that, hey, I'm human. I'm not this person anymore.
And have you been finding that it's kind of hard to separate those two, like just who you really are versus, you know, kind of this person, like this other persona?
You know, a lot of people say it's hard to tell the difference between talking to Lei and Paul. Lei is very methodical, very strategic in everything that she does. She's also a little bit of a mean girl when she needs to be, but she's a charmer for the children. It is hard for me to turn that off at times. I feel like, you know, when I'm around certain people or individuals, I feel like I need to be that person. I need to turn it on. I need to be her. And now I'm at that point where it's like, hey, I'm here too. You know, don't forget about me, kind of a thing.
And how would you describe the drag scene in Fresno or in other parts of the Valley?
I would say it's very unique. It's diverse in itself. We have, you know, we have a lot of queens here in this Valley where there's Latina queens, Ellos Latinos. They have a show here. We have, you know, the Club Legend girls, the Fab girls who are the artistic, you know, and to me, those are the ones that shine the brightest here in this Valley. We have girls that travel up and down and still perform up and down the Valley and still perform at Fab. So I want to say we have a very diverse group of individuals here in this town, drag queens and drag kings. We also have some faux queens and faux kings, and those people are amazing as well, you know. I just think the talent here in Fresno is extremely amazing.
And do you think that at any point you'd completely stop being Leilani Price?
You know, there comes a point where, yes, indeed, she will be the back burner and not my priority. But there also is a thing that she was my shield whenever I felt like someone was picking on me or I was vulnerable enough, you know, to let someone in. She was that defense mechanism that always kicked in for me. And, you know, I encourage everyone, embrace your alter ego. Let that person shine sometimes, not all the time, because eventually that person's going to give you the confidence that you need to, like, move forward on with your life.
If there's one thing people take away from this film, what do you hope that is?
Matthew, you want to start?
Sure. The one thing that I hope that people take away from this movie is to understand that drag performers and people who, you know, are in the spotlight or do things for entertainment are people just like us at the end of the day. And that's a really, really big highlight. Is I want people to understand that Leilani is a character, but there's also this new person that you're going to meet, which is Paul Hernandez.
And then for me, the one thing that I hope will happen is that I hope that people will put down their phones and start having conversations with their family members, with their friends. There's one particular scene that I get emotional about, which is with involving my sister, my biological sister. And, you know, we never had the discussion about her addiction. And when we sit there and talk about it and you see the raw emotion that not a lot of people get to see, I think that part is where I hope that someone takes away that bite your pride, put it aside, and focus on your family, focus on your friends, focus on the people that are important to you. Because if not, then they're not going to be here one day and you're going to feel so guilty because you won't be able to have that relationship with them ever again.
Great. Thank you guys so much. We are here with the director of the film, Matthew, and Leilani Price, who is the main character in this documentary. Thank you guys so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
The Life of Lay, the man behind the makeup, will premiere at 7 p.m. on Thursday at Fresno's Tower Theater, part of the Real Pride Film Festival running Wednesday through Sunday. A quick note, Valley Public Radio is a community sponsor of the Real Pride Film Festival.